if you go on a date and a man is eating abnormally, study it well.
Oh wow.
Because just as he eats the food, that's how he's gonna eat you too.
Oh wow.
My dear.
Is that what happened? Welcome to a brand new episode of Look Here Relatable Podcast. My name is Valerie.
And I'm T.
And our special guest today is
Amiola.
Hey girl, hey.
Hi, I'm good. I'm good. Who asked me how I'm feeling? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine.
How are you?
I'm alive.
That's a good place
that's
to be.
That's honestly, that's been my most consistent answer.
To be honest, that is a very fair answer.
Like, you say this every time I say that.
It is. Like, I'm alive.
When there's life, there's hope.
At least you're not dead. It could be worse.
It could be worse.
Okay, well, anyhow, Sha. So, how have we been? What have we been up to? You, what have you been up to?
I chopped breakfast. Die.
Jesus. Are you full?
She ate with that one, I'm going through things guys. I dyed my hair ginger because I'm trying to cheer myself up.
Can they see that your hair is ginger?
I have no idea. Well, everybody has been running a lot of people have been playing in my face. Yeah, you don't have hair, you dyed your scalp chin. Yeah,
you dyed your hair. I was going to say there's not so many people will see that I have no hair.
Yeah. Shah, the remaining hair on my head after I scalp myself weekly, I add bleach and ginger to it. I look like Carrot Top.
No, but I feel I think it looks good.
It's like, the process this, to get
this
here.
This color now,
yes.
Like what it does to your skin, I think it
Thank
looks
you.
Good.
Yeah, I like the
and I did
the
my
brows
eyebrows as
yeah,
well.
Match.
Yeah, I think so. Like the cutting matches the drapes.
Yeah. Well, no, but
like the cutting and the drapes. Though,
yeah, very.
I don't
foolish.
Think
that's
what
not what
mean.
It means. You know it. You know it.
I don't think that's what they mean.
Oh my god.
How are you, dearie? What have you been up to?
I'm so like if you see me like twisting and everything, oh god, I'm not dancing.
Muscle mommy. Gym bunny. Yeah.
But honestly, I'm sore as fuck. Like everywhere. Like my arm. Like I was trying to stretch this morning and
do you stretch often?
Yes.
Like okay, regularly.
Before
and
after.
Okay. Yeah, I do. Mostly after. Not really before. But I walk to start any like routine.
I'm a gym babe now, you know.
Oh, welcome. You know the thing is, yes.
I'm confused.
What? When did you become a gym?
I've been going to the gym consistently since January. Yes, no. I go at least 4 times a week.
Tommy.
Wow.
Yes,
times.
No.
That's very impressive.
So let's start posting it.
Tommy.
Yes.
You go to the gym 4 times a week.
Yes, no.
Since when?
Since January.
How many times have you told me to come that you're going to come and meet me in my
gym? I live on the mainland. Your own is on the island.
How many times? No. You know, let's free.
Ladies.
But you've told me multiple times before that you're going to come and meet me in the gym.
Do you know why I don't like this girl?
Why?
Let me tell you why I don't
like this girl.
Yeah. We'll have something to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll have something to do. And then I'll be like, oh shit, you're going to the gym, Abby. Then she'll literally tell me, yeah, I'm on my way to the gym. I'm still in Ogudu. So I will now wear outfit. Remember when I came to the nail salon? Mm-hmm. I'll now wear outfit to meet her in the gym. This one that had gym is inside and out.
So she never plan ahead.
Okay.
Like
it's always like
a spur of the moment thing.
Exactly.
So it just never clicks. And so that's why I feel like she's playing because if she was serious, we would have planned it.
You see that day that I wore active wear.
Yes.
No,
I
not that day. It was the other day that I wore active wear to go and meet her.
Yeah, I remember that day.
It wasn't that day. It was the other time I said I'll meet at the gym. I now went back to Ogudu to go to my gym. And then I went home.
Okay. You should start posting it.
I really don't
know.
I think posting actually helps you stay accountable.
Consistent. Because it gives small shame.
If you don't.
But honestly, I hate it.
If you don't post it, did it happen?
It did. Because I'm feeling it in my chest.
Did it really?
I'm feeling it in my chest.
I haven't even been bothered to actually post stuff when I go to the gym these days, but I really want to like actually start doing like
fitness content.
But then I just feel like it feels like people think that you're trying to like sell your body.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I posted like a 3 year apart video like on Instagram, and like I've been getting a lot of comments that it's like actually impressive. It's not like you're trying to show off your body. It's just watching the growth.
That's not what I think.
I know. It's just like, it's watching the growth. And that's how you, everybody should see it.
Yes.
No, but if they don't see like that, 100%. Then there's a problem.
I feel like the stress of, okay, so what I realized, and I've decided, I'm going to say it, to have accountability, I'm going to start getting back into actually posting content. Because when I was inside my content creating bag, I am fucking awesome. But one of the reasons I stopped is because you sneeze online. It's like, whoa, she's a prostitute. Asha, she used to do rap. Honestly. And I'm like, what? I promise you. It's either she did BBL, she's showing off, she's selling her market, or...
there's just always one thing.
There's always something.
I feel like it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. So you might as well just
And I might as well just do it and make my money and move. At least if I don't, if you think I'm a prostitute, congratulations, happy for you. If you think I'm not, congratulations, happy for you. But I feel like there needs to be something done about this thread of men just throwing around that word.
I don't think anything can be done about it.
I think once
everybody just needs to mind their business.
I feel like if you don't call you, if you're not been called an Asha Owo in this like life, have you even existed? Like, it's okay.
It's part of the process.
Honestly,
is that not mad?
I just know myself too much for me to. And unless I've been doing some whole shit, what's my own
also
business?
What's that song that also, do you know says something? All of us
even if I was doing whole shit,
yeah.
What's your business? It's not my own.
It's true. Like, there's that, but do you know what should I tell you one thing I've hated from birth, and it's my daddy's fault. I've hated when like you've done something but someone else takes credit. Does that, or something else takes credit?
Okay,
do you understand? So it's like I always feel very slighted when like you have an achievement or you do something crazy or like, do you get, and you know the shift you've put behind it, and then one stupid person in their village somewhere with no light is now on the phone telling you that, oh yeah, I know the person she slept with to get
you
that.
Know what I've, do you know what I've realized?
Do you get?
Tommy sells people heavily on this podcast.
I was.
You sub people heavily.
How do I sub people? Who did I sub?
That was a very oddly specific
how?
Scenario.
Everybody's going through no light. They said the national grid is breaking down in front of us. I didn't have light last night too.
So that wasn't a specific scenario.
It wasn't now.
Like I understand what you're saying completely. But I feel like I don't honestly. Genuinely care about these things. I feel like it just makes life easier. It just makes the things, for me, it makes the things that you do seem less dramatic because they already say you're doing crazy things. So like, I don't know how to explain how much. I feel like maybe because a lot of times before, I used to get really like, things that people said bothered me a lot. So I've really gotten to this space where I feel like
they're going to talk regardless.
So, like, if they're saying crazy things, that you do crazy things, then that's okay. Man. It's like being the black, sheep, quote-unquote, of the family. They'll never, like, they'll just say, don't stress that one. Or, you know, this one likes that, so this one likes piercing. This one, like, they just know what to pretty much.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm the type of person that I'm going to, like, if it gets. I've told you the story of me finding somebody, Abby.
Finding somebody else.
Don't worry, we leave that for another day.
Please, let's leave that for another day.
Okay. I feel like that's the type of space I'm in, so I need to tread lightly.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So we're going to talk. So, okay, back to the podcast, guys. We're going to talk about a dilemma that I saw on the internet. I think Amela has seen it too, but Tommy hasn't. So okay, it's going to be fresh for Tommy. And then we're going to talk about that for a second. And then we're going to talk about Love is Blind.
Oh, God.
And like sort of like bring it into context to like modern day dating. Like there's so much to unpack from this concluded season 6 of Love is Blind. And I'm very excited for that. But first off, let me read this dilemma.
I'm actually a bit worried about it.
Okay. So the topic is, I'm ending a 5-year relationship over a donut. I, 34 female, when are you listening? I, 34 female, I'm ending things with my boyfriend, 35 male, after he ate my donut. A little over 2 years ago, my boyfriend and I were both laid off from our jobs. We both work in tech and the market has been rocky, but somehow I was able to bag another job within a few weeks. He never did. He never even applied. He said he wanted to transition into a new career. He explained because of how the industry was suffering, he thought his title would have fewer and fewer openings and it wasn't a safe bet for him long term. I make decent money and told him I would support him while he transitioned to something more sound because I thought that was a wise investment for both of us going forward. Our relationship was strong and he was the kindest, most gentle, sweetest man I'd ever met, and I was confident this was an investment in us and our future. I assumed changing paths meant he would take a couple of months to apply to roles adjacent to, but not the same as his last one, or maybe upskill with classes that would make him more competitive, but that never happened. For 2 years, he's either done absolutely nothing but play video games all day while I foot the bill, or dabbles in even less stable self-employed career paths. YouTuber, TikTok influencer, Twitch streamer, digital marketer. I stress dabbled because he never once took them seriously. He never checked analytics, planned upload schedules, and gave anything but the bare minimum efforts to content. Nothing. He has never gotten more than a couple of hundred views on anything. I have sacrificed things I want and need time and time again to get him supplies and subscriptions for his ventures. He will swear he needs it to succeed, and then he'll be able to contribute to the bills. A new microphone here, a new graphics card there, lightning, a camera. Meanwhile, it's coming out of vacation funds I could save, investments, furniture we need, and or to add to the down payment for a house. I've given up luxuries I love and could afford, like getting my nails and hair done. Crazy that she said getting her hair and nails done is luxury. To make sure our rent and bills are paid. I would even be okay with this if he contributed in other ways, like cleaning or cooking, or taking the mental load off running our house, but he doesn't. I do everything. He never plans dates. I plan my own birthdays. He orders food and he'll consistently forget about me and order for himself. He'll break my stuff, accidentally, like dropping a dish or getting my headphones wet, and then not understand why I'm upset when he says we'll just replace it. We have had countless fights where I tell him how I used to feel and how financially abused I feel. I tell him he needs to get a job because I can't do this anymore, and he'll beg for forgiveness, really try for 2 weeks, and then do nothing again. Now, here's the plot twist.
I don't even need to hear about the donut.
2 days ago, I ordered us an Uber Eats for breakfast as a treat. I gave him my phone to order whatever he wanted, and when he was done, I ordered mine. All I wanted was a plain donut as a treat and a coffee. He ordered a full English breakfast, a muffin, and an extra side of hash browns. When it arrived, I was on a quick work call, and when I got off the call, he had already finished. I asked him where my donut was, and he said he had eaten it. He had eaten his whole 2 eggs, bacon, toast, pancake meal, a muffin, hash browns, and my donut. He said he never saw me order donuts before, so he assumed it was happening for him. And he didn't wait to ask. He didn't even stop to question where my food might have been. He saw that there was no other food in the bag and still thought of only himself and ate it. I broke down into tears, and he finally hits me that one action made me realize how little care and respect he has for me, how selfish he actually is, and how big of an idiot I am. Now I'm sitting here wondering how to separate myself from someone completely dependent on
my
me.
My dear, you get up and my leave.
I don't understand.
Because what does she mean?
I don't understand. I'm assuming.
What does she mean?
Don't get me angry. Don't get me angry.
Why
don't,
reaction don't is actually killing
get
me
angry. Don't get me re-angry. Don't get me angry. I'm getting angry because I don't understand. What do you mean? First of all, where are your friends? That's the first thing. Where are your friends? Because I promise you, when my friends start complaining too much about men, you know how they say, don't get into love matter. I leave him. Leave him. What are you benefiting from the relationship? When you started, I'm so angry. When you started, I honestly
gather your thoughts. You're upset.
You know, when I read it, I said, no wonder they say love is a mental disorder. Because
honestly,
I cannot understand why.
I thought you were going to tell me that, oh, he's doing the cooking, he does the cleaning. No. That
I said
maybe he want to be house husband and he doesn't know how to say it.
No.
Honestly, this man wants to be a bum.
She says she even plans her own birthdays.
How will he plan when he's her child?
He hates her, actually.
When he's child.
You know, the thing about it is...
How will he plan anything?
He loves her. The thing is, he loves himself more than he loves her.
He hates her.
Like...
Because one of them, he hates her. I can't say he loves...
That's now. He loves her more than, like...
No, he hates her. He does not want her to succeed in life.
Why?
No, he doesn't.
He hates her.
He's not what only does that he's mean? Draining her of everything.
He says, you will work and I will eat.
He's draining her of her youth.
I feel like maybe it was very vindictive. Maybe she did something to him in the past and he's like, you know what? No. I will make you suffer. Ruin. And I'm going to sit down.
Prayer, do you know what just prayer? Years,
but still.
You know there's one prayer that they long say, enough. God, I'm very annoyed. Let my little work give plenty yield. Yeah? Mm-hmm. That's what this man is doing. And I feel everybody needs to be careful of the
favor
people over, around
this
them.
This is favor over me.
No, this is theft.
Of anybody that's saying that.
That guy is giving favor over labor.
No, what is that? It's not favor. You are stealing.
He's stolen her youth. He needs to go to jail.
I think I just feel bad for her that she said that being her nose is now a luxury for her because.
Come on,
you know
she said he's playing. Do you know that if I was that babe, the first day I come home and I see him playing video games.
And nothing is done in the house.
Like, you can't... What do you mean you're playing video games?
No, you have to be an understanding girlfriend.
God forbid, Allah magic. Understanding what? No, look at her. She was an understanding girlfriend. He almost killed her.
You know what's so funny? I think...
If you dig deeper, you find that he has been stealing her money. He has one extra account that he's like... Doing a segue of funds into.
I'm screaming.
I'm serious.
Or he has another thing on the side that when she gives it the pocket money,
he will now go and
that she's going to do her nails with.
He hates her. I'm sorry.
I feel like it reminded me of season one of Insecure with Isari and Lawrence.
You know, I've never watched that show.
Really?
I've never watched it.
Was this bad?
Yes.
Was Lawrence just sitting home playing video games all day?
That was literally what Lawrence was doing all day.
But I think this is more
literally all prevalent than we realize. It was really fucking bad. Yes, it was really
love
bad.
Is a mental disorder.
No, but this is my issue. I always say, like, I can only talk for myself, yeah? But once I see something I don't like once, twice, the third time, before I say it, you'll already be telling me sorry. Do you understand? So... I completely... That man is a thief. He needs to go to jail,
exactly.
Man.
He's
because
a thief.
You... All right, cool. Everybody lost their job. Fine. Unemployed, yeah? No.
No, just him. Okay. Oh, yeah.
They both lost their job. She went to find another one.
And you can't even
one.
Be consistent with something. Like, you can't even pick one thing and say, this is what I'm going to do. And stick with it. How did he end up with his first job? That's the first question we should ask.
I think maybe... Do you know what? There's some men, yeah.
Maybe she got him the job too.
We never know. But there's some men that when they are single, they appear as, I hate to say it, they appear as high-value men. They appear as high-value men. But the only reason that they have that appearance is because there's actually no woman... like taking care of them. As soon as they see a woman that is willing to go above and beyond and basically mother them in every aspect.
So maybe they're just gonna sit down go above and beyond anymore. You know,
follow my law above and beyond.
I just feel like it's ultimately is left for everybody to everybody choose their own path in this life. Like you cannot. I feel like there'll always be people that would be willing to do things like this for the people that they're with.
I think just always read the room and
to
the
be
situation.
Honest, there are people like, that do that date men in jail, so anything is possible.
Do you understand what
I can
saying?
Understand. This is coming from no. I can understand.
Oh my god!
Coming from the angle of. Like, times used to be good. Like, the person wasn't always like this. But when the person has been like that for a period of time, that is more than 3 weeks, then that's the person's new character. You say it takes 21 days.
No, it's
days.
True. First and only abusive relationship yes,
for a habit to form.
I swear, I agree.
If he has done it for 3 weeks, then that's his new character. I'm sorry.
My first and only abusive relationship, yeah.
Maybe that's
this
why I'm single.
This man was a king, Adeori, for 8 or 9 good months.
What do you mean he was a king?
Like he was the perfect guy.
Okay.
The perfect guy. And one day is like, you know how you do light switch? It's literally like someone just did back in his brain. He turned into a terrorist. Like they need to put that man away for domestic terrorism. That's what they need to do, right?
I'm dead.
And the only reason I was there for so long, yeah, as long as I was, because I kept trying to chase the person he was.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that he was that person. He was just tired of being a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? Once you see somebody's character, it's not that they've changed or something has happened.
Mm-hmm.
They assure you the real you. They cannot pretend anymore. They know what's it. You have entered. You have sit on your couch. Oti cases, okay. You have put leg on table. My dear, run.
Fesha, I hear that.
Yeah.
All right. So we agreed that it's okay for her to break up.
100. Yeah.
She should have done it. She should have done it like much earlier.
Before doing your nails and doing your hair became a lie.
Once you realize that your nails are looking funky and you can't do it because one man is sitting down in your house. I'm sure she's the one paying rent as well. Sitting down in your house, eating your food, playing video games, using your electricity, doing everything on your tab. You can't do your nails. Things that make you feel good. Yeah. That's the meaning that you should
realize
that.
I feel like
that.
If it's America and it's his over. Name is on the list, isn't on the list. My dear, you call the pack is load. You call the police and say, it's my list. His name is not on there. And ask them to evict him quietly. Maybe you should go back to his mother.
She said she's thinking about what to do, about how to move on from someone.
That's what you do.
She's actually such a very sweet soul. God bless her. Because that could never be
kind,
me.
Babe.
She is. Because she's thinking about him.
She's
and now
sweet
he
or
relies
stupid,
on her.
Don't like.
No, yeah. She's a sweet person. No, you know, the thing is, life just takes advantage of people like that. She's just a genuinely sweet person.
I'm not gonna lie.
I think that's what it is.
I hate to say it, and honestly, no judgment is giving bolo.
I feel like there's just so many. I think
there was,
I understand her being a sweet person, but then I feel like the reality of life is that they're 34 and 35. They're both adults. And mm-hmm. You also have to take accountability for how you contribute to what people do to you.
Yeah. Did she say how long they had known each other? I'm sorry, I'm
she
really trying to deep it.
She didn't say how long they had known each other, but she said that he had done that for 2 years. Mm.
So
like
before
had,
they
yeah,
had
that's
been
what I'm saying,
a period
like,
of time.
You never know what had built up to, like, before
I'm not,
their,
I'm not
in their
saying
relationship.
That there's nothing that had built up to it. I'm mm-hmm. just saying, like, just take accountability for, like, at
your
some point,
part,
you, there's so
your
she complained about so many
him.
Things that led up to the mm-hmm, donut. Mm-hmm. So my point is, like, there were so many signs along the way, and you should have just taken that one, not wait till your breaking point of where you cannot do your nails.
Oh yeah, for
and
sure,
say, oh,
I agree.
Donut.
I agree.
No, 100%. Can you imagine dating someone? Oh no, magic. Go for it. Dating someone, and then I look at my friend in me that. Won't she tell us on the regular? I said, told me what happened to you. And I said, oh, I'm just waiting for my birthday because it's God forbid.
But you know that food one can be very painful. So I can understand if that's what broke the camel's back. Because imagine you are hungry.
Food being the
and somebody now eats. You see that man here, he can kill her.
Yes.
No,
I
that
really
man can kill her.
It's being food that can was you, like, no, come
you,
on.
Full English juice. hash brown, muffin.
She mentioned everything that I ate. I want something sweet. I'm actually screaming. That guy gobbled that donut down.
Gobble. But you know what? Yeah, sorry. I have a theory. Oh, I feel it's very important before you get involved with a man to take him, like, to see him eat.
You're a fool.
You know?
This guy is a big fool.
100%.
She told me a story about how someone, she went on a date and, like, the guy was eating. So eventually she said that was the first thing that gave my mind.
100%.
She was like, why are you eating like that?
Like, but how he was eating, it related to his character. How he was eating, yeah. Let me tell you something. If you...
Why, is he a greedy guy?
Yes! In everything, he's greedy, he's selfish, everything has to be for him. Let me tell you something, yeah. If you go on a date, and a man is eating abnormally, study it well.
Oh, wow.
Because just as he eats the food, that's how he's going to eat you too.
Oh, wow.
My dear.
Is that what happened?
I swear.
Okay, guys. Let's get into this season of Love is Blind. Honestly, this Tommy girl, if they beat you because of this podcast, I'll be like, fair. Let's get into season 6 of Love is Blind.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
So, let's do the boring people first.
Wow.
The people that got married.
Wow. No, they were amazing. You know, I love them.
First of all, you are rude for calling them boring.
Why does I saw
a TikTok where somebody was saying this, and I said, that person is toxic and chaotic. And I'm very, very surprised that you're saying
that. Why are you scared of getting past?
Okay, so, okay, what do you want to talk about? Did not know what condom was. Okay, what again?
Their like, love was so their sweet love was, to watch.
Okay, yes. Very cute. Okay, what very... else is there to talk about?
Because their love was sweet.
They're boring. I'm very upset.
Instead of you their to love say, triumphed. Wow, such an
they're
example
the only one that made
health.
It to the end.
Oh, yeah, you people should say more things about them.
Wow, their love was an example of a healthy relationship.
Okay.
You know, they knew how to communicate. Stupid without judgment.
You know, at the reunion.
Communication.
They said they haven't fought still.
Exactly.
And I think that is imagine. Such...
How many relationships do you know that every four you sneeze too hard? Someone's doing bad book, bad book, bad book.
I don't say that their relationship is bad. I said, let's just get past
them. You said we should talk about them. So we are talking about them. These are the fantastic things about their relationship, which made the show come to an end. If not for their relationship,
that's it. It would have
just Blind would have just been hanging in the air.
I just said that it was boring.
That what?
I'm not this
Love is Blind.
But you guys just said that you don't believe that love is blind. So what are you people saying?
Why? What's your problem?
I mean, like, what's your problem? People are confusing me.
Okay,
like,
okay. Next couple. Oh, yeah.
So, like, how are we going to, are we going to talk about it from, like, the reunion or from, like, the transitioning from them meeting in the pods and then, like, up until the end?
I think we should talk about the final couples and then tangent to the pods. Because those are the ones that have the drama.
I think
now.
The couples will decide what angle you're going to talk about them.
Yeah.
From,
so,
to be honest.
Okay, let's start with...
AD and Clay.
AD and Clay? Should we do them last? Because this, be no, this is not a white network.
Should we do Britney and...
Who's Britney?
Sorry, what's her name?
And Kevin.
What's this principal.
Name? Principal, yeah.
Ooh. Chai.
I don't understand what they mean by their close friends.
I don't get it either.
I think he might be asexual.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Fair. Why'd you say that?
Because, I mean, he wasn't, it just didn't seem like he was interested in, I feel like he wanted to get married, yes, but he was not interested in like the
but then romance. They say, oh, we remove sex from the table.
Because
they
he's asexual.
Oh, fair. Fair.
No, but the video is saying because they're doing it because of God.
That's her. That's what she was doing.
They made a vow to God. No, they said they made a vow to
herself. She said she made a vow to herself. Then she now said that they now promised themselves. But I'm sure, like, obviously, if I come and say, oh, I don't want to have sex, and then the guy who is asexual... He has me say I don't want to have sex. He's like, going to jump on it and say, oh, yes, I'm with it because I don't want to have sex either. So I think that's why I think, Sha.
Yeah. I don't know. He just gave me, he gave me off vibes. He seems, he gave me the vibe of like outside. It's like suburban American families, like outside, perfect family, good job, you know, like those mid.
But then like inside the house, they're not happy.
Yeah. They're just, they sleep in separate beds.
I just feel like he gives me like he's on the spectrum.
Really? Mm-hmm. Did you get that? Is that what you got? Mm-hmm. Why?
He's just, first of all, he cannot multitask. So that is definitely a problem because like he said.
Well, a lot of men can't multitask, you know.
I'm talking about what I'm speaking
sorry.
About. Like,
sorry. I thought you were going to say maybe all men are on the spectrum, but. Sorry.
Never mind. Never mind. I'm only speaking about this person. Okay, I just feel like he just seems like his mind is just never there. Like he's easily distracted. Like he's just not into whatever is happening in the moment of what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Like once there's some sort of like outside stimulation, it just seems like he's not concentrating on what's happening. Like in the immediate conversation.
Yeah, fair.
Like that's why I feel like as if he just cannot pay attention. Like he's just, he's all something. If once there's another element in the room that can distract him,
there's another stimulus, he's off.
Yeah,
but that was always his phone now.
No. Like, so the thing is, so that's what I'm saying. Like when they were doing the pods, and then when they like after they did the pods, there was nothing to distract him, right? Mm-hmm. So they were having conversations. Yeah. And then now you're not transition to go them going on holiday, and they're like everything is like okay or whatever. But remember that boat scene
where it was so silent.
Oh yeah,
there was nothing else for him to distract him. So it was just so quiet and awkward. Like they were just there, like
It was a strange.
Okay, like
honestly, like looking back at their like thinking back to their pods and stuff, I don't really know how they hit it off like that to get a proposal. Does that make sense? Like in all honesty, there was no riveting passion. There was no super like, emotional connection. It's just like,
and she's a really good communicator, you know, like she would always like break it down and like try to understand where it's coming from with every situation. So I think it was just easy for him. Like he just found someone he got along with.
I think he really sucks. Like I just like, why? That phone part, you know, I said when it happened, I was devastated. I called Clay. You know? Clay to not like this.
Is Clay a reliable source?
Honestly,
at this point, is Clay a reliable source?
No, Clay. I don't understand. Are we trying to talk about Clay now?
No, we're going to.
We can talk about Clay because I feel like if we talk about Clay, we'll talk about Clay for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's going to be a long conversation.
It's not well. But then I feel like we can't actually talk about it. My first issue with him is him saying no to.
I think we should talk about AD. Clay last because they're still the Sarah Ann, Kiniko, Kidiko.
Those ones can even go last because Sarah Ann, is she not the one that was watching that stupid TikTok that
Sarah Ann is a joker. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know. I actually don't know what's wrong with her.
She's not a girl's girl, like they said. No, she is. Like, when they said she's a clown, that's what she is. Because she's the type of person, she's literally the type of person, a guy will move to your friend will say no, and she'll go chasing after the guy. Not for your friend, for herself. Like, she's not a girl's girl.
What killed me was her saying that she was not a pick-me while in that moment being a pick-me.
Crazy. Like, she's,
how do you explain?
The thing about it is, I think Sarah Ann is badly behaved, and I think it's so irritating that I hate it when, like, I'm glad that Laura insisted on getting an apology from them. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that she called him out and said that I don't understand how you are coming at me with this energy when you literally in more or less, you literally snatched a man that had promised himself to me. Mm-hmm. You can't necessarily snatch a person, but like you strategically positioned yourself. And like you are now, because you did all of that to get the person, you are now sort of an attack dog. You're just going, before anybody can talk, she was just like trying to jump down everybody's throats. And it's like, relax.
Because you're guilty. That's what guilty people do.
You know, I feel like herself and Jeremy had a meeting before they came on the reunion and said, you know what, we have to put on this front and tell, like, make people believe that our relationship is strong. You know, we're going strong. Because it was looking fake.
I'm not going to lie.
From the minute she walked in,
and she gave him that kiss. I was like, ew. Huh? Like, Laura was just like,
yeah, we're living together now, and yeah.
Oh, and then I'm that's what Chelsea said every time I see you, you're broken up.
That's what I was about to say. No,
wait, why was Chelsea wearing a Shrebi at that reunion?
I don't want to talk about the fashions because some of the fashions.
Okay, but like, but can we like go back to the fact that like there are actually people in this life who don't respect, like, it's a boundary thing, and that's why like that's the main issue I have with Sarah Ann, because it's like this person has definitely decided that this is the person they're going with.
Yes.
And then you now go around and say, oh, in case
you change your mind,
like you're not even considering the fact that this person has actually made a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, you know, just in case.
I feel like Sarah Ann did with that, I saw a post that they said that the producer of that Lick Party episode deserves an Emmy. And honestly, I agree, because that party, when Sarah Ann and Jeremy were on the jet skis, I was so irritated.
It's like, what are you doing?
And it pissed me off that people were now saying that Laura is a mean girl, because like, what is she supposed to do in that scenario?
I don't know. Is she supposed to be saying,
oh my, is she supposed to be crying and being sad? Yeah.
No, I thought Laura was mean from the beginning. Like, she's not sweet, she's not nice.
Yes,
but that's so her like, character, doesn't mean she's
her not. Her being, she was not going to act out of character in that situation when that's who she is.
Like,
normally,
she's naturally, like, abrasive. Like, yeah. She's just a rash, like, she'll say how she's feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, why did you not come out and all of a sudden be like, so you guys are really hurting my feelings. And I think that, like, what are you saying?
That Sarah, and I just feel I feel it's embarrassing, and she should be embarrassed. Because imagine a guy saying, I don't want you, I want you. Then you now circle back and say, please want me. Then he tells you, well, things aren't going very swimmingly with her, so I guess I'll go for you. It is embarrassing. And the fact that she can't just, you know, like, there's a way to handle these things. Farabale.
You know the fact that they this keep is saying why I did when I was watching the reunion, and Jeremy kept saying that he insists that they just spoke till 5 a.m. They didn't do anything. He kept repeating that, and it just sounds like he's rehearsed a lie.
Yeah.
Like you and that's the thing about cowards. Like you people did something so stupid, and then when we caught you, instead of you to own up to what you've done, you're now trying to make it seem like as if, so what if we're doing it behind your back? So why were you hiding in the first place? Like, you were being a fucking coward, and now you're not forming, that's like, bro. Like, boo, Sarah Ann. Like,
tomatoes
at her. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't, and she even now even said that, oh, that you guys wanted entertainment. I love that Vanessa Lachey called her out on saying that. Like, you said you wanted entertainment, and like, we gave you entertainment. It's sort of like, are you in love or are you
doing it for
the show? Like, when Laura said, like, my whole family, like, my actual 96-year-old grandmother was going to come, like, she had.
Yeah. Jeremy, I feel like, is just like, next girl, next.
Jeremy, listen, don't take her eyes here.
Next. Yeah, I wish them all the best, to be honest. That relationship can't end well.
I don't wish them the best. I don't. I think she's a ridiculous
It already can't end well, but they should, and like, good luck and have fun trying. That's what I mean.
Good luck and have fun trying for real. So let's do, who else is on that? Jimmy and Chelsea. Mm-hmm.
Jimmy and Chelsea.
Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh my God. So I want to.
Megan Fox.
I want. You know, people say me and Valerie look alike, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we don't actually look alike, right? We have things in common. We're both dark skinned, we're both tall, we're both thin.
You are tall?
Wow, you are rude.
Toby, you are tall.
I'll drape you up now. Oh God, what?
Wow.
Let's take that again.
Should we stand
up? You know,
up?
Me and Valerie have things in common. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're both dark skin. We're both bald, and we're both tall. Yeah? But we can see, looking at each other, that we we don't look alike.
Yes, you told me, arise. We don't look alike.
We don't look alike. Yeah. And we say it, we don't look alike.
Mm-hmm. Eh? It's like when people tell me I look like Tiwa Savage.
I see it, but you don't look alike, right? Now, if someone
don't say that if you don't look alike.
If someone tells me, wow, you look like Lupita.
Don't say
Yoko.
That. Maybe you go and love his
blood. Actually, don't celebrity do that. Like, no, I'll say.
Tiwa Savage.
I don't know if you know her. She's an African artist. Actually, the biggest African, one out of Africa.
And we have so many things in common as well. Like, African bad girls.
I mean, I actually have to have you arrested.
Like,
well, yeah, you're saying something to
why
me.
Would someone tell you you look like someone? You know you don't look like them, but then you now repeat it outside.
I think
Because she kept saying, yeah, but it's the dark hair and light eyes. No. You said you look like Megan Fox. That's what you said. You said people at your job. Say you look like Megan Fox.
She should have said also like not the body as well.
She should have said just the eyes.
She should have said it. If you really wanted to insert Megan Fox, you say, yeah, I don't really look like anybody, but I have light, dark hair and light eyes. You know, the same way Megan Fox has light dark hair and light eyes.
I mean, I hate that she was even the one that brought it up.
Yes.
Because she asked, you guess,
told she wanted to say
it. It was information she was ready to give.
She didn't say Megan Fox. She said, MGK's
girl.
He said,
you look like Megan Fox? It was too funny, I swear.
She's like, I feel like that's what he based his decision off.
Yes, he did. That's sure. He said,
I
also think that, here's my take about this Chelsea, Jimmy, and Jess Strangle. I think that Chelsea is a very insecure person.
Oh, yes.
Even goes on to show that she is. But I think one of her biggest insecurities is probably her looks, and that's why she said Megan Fox. I'm not saying she's ugly. I'm just saying that it seems like it's one of her insecurities. And in the sense that, like, when she realized that Jess really liked Jimmy, that was when she picked Jimmy. Because how do you have a man that is 100% certain about you? Now let's walk in Trevor. Trevor was 100%. Even though Trevor turns out to be a sociopath.
Yeah, a scammer.
But like, let's walk, like, there's a man that is 100 or says he's 100% about you, right? And then there's a man that he's on the fence with you, like he has. And he even said to Chelsea Daddy that he feels like he's gravitating more towards her because she had less heavier luggage, right? So now tell me how, after all of this, you now literally choose Jimmy. Because you remember when she came back into the apartment and she was like, what's her face? She said, Jimmy told me he loves me right in front of Jess, like right there. Do you get what I mean?
Like, yeah, she was one of those one-up babes.
Exactly, she was enjoying it that Jimmy was giving her all that attention and then Jessica was not getting it, and Jessica was even crying and like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which I think is absolutely crazy because
it's insane.
So I think she definitely shot herself in the foot with that one, first of all. Then she now started making a fuss about him seeing her. Please. He now started making a fuss about him seeing her picture and saying that, oh, yeah, you follow. Like, what? Is Chelsea okay?
No, Chelsea's not.
Chelsea's not okay. I think a lot of her problems in relationships literally stem from her insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
So everything she does is just driven by a need to either prove that, yes, this insecurity is real and that's why you're treating me this way, or defend the insecurity that, okay, he's not doing this, he cares about me enough to like look past the insecurity, if that makes sense.
I understand what you're saying perfectly,
and I like that she is like doing work and she's aware of it, because you know, that's the first point of recovery. Awareness,
real recovery. Honestly,
I just feel like, let me just reserve my comments on Chelsea.
Then Trevor and his mad He's massive.
Trevor is not well. Trevor is insane. Why he showed up at the
Trevor
reunion.
And Murphy.
Like, why did he? Why did he show up?
I don't think he knew about that. That he knew about that conversation. Like,
I feel like with no. Him.
Because I think like it would was, have. I think it was the, because he seemed a bit stunned. I think it was the babe that gave them.
But it was already chats. Out on social media because I saw it.
In my love, on social media, the chats
on, I think it was TikTok.
In my Love is Blind group chats, I said, yes, I have a Love is Blind group chats.
Very, I think that's a bit.
It's very.
I said.
Stunning.
Intense. Yeah.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. So I said, can we talk about Trevor? Cowardice or stage fright? Someone replied and said, I want to say stupidity.
Yeah. I feel like Matthew and Trevor had the same MO. I feel like Matthew's one was more of a, like, you know, Bonnie and Clyde, they crash out in the most dramatic fashion. Mm-hmm. I feel that's what his was. Mm-hmm. That's why he was trying to get AD. What was the other babe's name? AD or the
and
other
Amber.
Babe. Yeah, and Amber.
They were both okay. Amber.
Yeah, Amber and Amber to Desiree.
Leave with him. Do you get? Because that would be dramatic. That's very unprecedented. So you people are leaving. We don't know what you're doing. You're not continuing in the normal fashion. Did they, didn't they, sort of thing. And Trevor's own was the same thing, but he wanted to be seen as the nice guy, the sweet guy, the kind guy.
Because so was he telling that babe that he was what
he said he was going to go on the experiments just so that he can go for someone that's not his usual type.
Weird.
But he was also telling the babe that don't worry, when I come out of this experience, I'm coming back to you. But then you are there trying to look for someone that's your type that you want to propose to and marry. He's like, yeah, our relationship was very toxic. I'm toxic. I know that. Seek help, my guy.
Seek real help. Quickly.
Seek help.
Quickly.
What do you mean?
He's actually
not said they weren't in a relationship. That it's just somebody that, you know.
That's exactly what he said. It's just somebody that, you know.
Wow. He's a bastard.
Oh, my God.
He's actually a bastard. I'm also happy that the ladies were like, how come that woman agreed to be in such a situation with you?
Yes.
Oh,
like,
yes.
And I hope that he really questioned. Because, like, obviously, also, the babe is very shameless because she now even still came forward to now come and start posting.
More receipts.
Like, get out. Anyway, so now... AD and Clay. So my first and my final my conclusion about AD and Clay is my
your main qualm.
No, not my main qualm. My prediction. Mm-hmm. AD and Clay. AD is actually still going to date Clay.
100%.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He is going to either show her Shege.
You can already tell from those tears he was shedding at the reunion. That's the tears of a man that knows. Yeah.
He's gonna show you Pepe.
Yeah. And then when it does, he's gonna cry again.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, I hate that. I hated how.
Oh my God.
I hated her body language with him. Like, trying to, like, oh, it's respectfully.
Respectfully.
Like, girl, bye.
Like, that's what she likes.
No.
I feel like this
No, I get what you're saying. And I'm saying that's what she likes. I feel like AD is the type of person that enjoys feeling like she's in control without really having control. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the terrible person to be.
Uh-huh. Because if she was really in control, do you think a man can say no to you at the altar after you lot were doing custom matching crepe the day before, and then after he says no to you, you're now giving him a hug and a kiss after they've removed your lashes?
Because you're crazy so much.
Like, she is honestly the type of babe that she likes the appearance.
Honestly,
of
I was hoping that they would take off those lashes because they were really hanging on for dear life. It's like this.
Also, why is she like slim? If she wants full lashes like that, she should do you semi-permanent. Why is she doing that full wide clothes?
Some people are really against semi-permanent lashes.
Okay, then use lashes that look normal. Why are you using that?
so that they can transform. Va, va, voom.
Who are you transforming?
It's like a dog's bum bum.
What? So furry. Say that again.
So furry. Oh, like, my God. Like, you know how, imagine, you see how bum's worst bum is? Like, how the hair is just planted like that. That's, that should remind you of those lashes.
That she wears?
Yeah.
No, 100% not. Plus not you dragging my puppy dog into this. What did he do to you?
I just think that, like, did I say Bonsworth?
Fonsworth. You said Bonsworth, Fonsworth. But I'll let you have it.
Yeah, but I think that AD just, she's looking for love in the wrong places.
Because why did she go on dates with Matthew?
She's looking for a lot of in all the wrong places.
Why did they call him Clark Kent?
Because of the glasses.
He looks like a killer.
And shape of head.
No, he looks like a killer. My point is, like, I know, but my point is, he looks like a killer.
Thank you.
Like,
he looks like a killer.
Superman, no? Is a nice guy.
Superman is a killer.
He doesn't look like a nice guy. He looks like he's going to follow you down an alley and stab you in the back.
Clark Kent is the nice guy. Superman is the one that kills and does things.
Superman is a hero.
Yes, and superheroes don't kill.
The bad guy, no, not a random person saying, like, walking down the street.
Kind of, but Clark Kent was not a bad guy now.
He's looking like Akpanyo.
No, he's just a responsible suit wearing. Not Clark Kent, that's you. Two of them, they're the same. Suit wearing, responsible, glasses wearing.
No, thank you. No, upright thank you.
American citizen.
Do you know what I think AD's main problem is, yeah? As much as she goes around and says, she doesn't want a man that likes her for just her body, she this and that, she feels that that is what the majority of what she brings to the table.
Because why the fuck was she half naked at her wedding?
She feels like that is the majority.
Why was she half naked? I hated her dress.
It was,
you know,
someone that's why I told her it's giving body.
It's giving body, get it, girl. Yeah.
Like, you, she could have done with one or the
yeah.
other. Like, your she had her sleeve body was is so high.
Her selling,
and then
her unique selling point. No. And I think that someone said on the internet that Clay is the kind of person that he needs to date like two more women shaggy before he's ready to marry.
So it's AD and someone else, or AD these people, and then these people
are two others. So maybe AD wants to add herself and make herself the second person, whoever knows. Well, you know,
no, she's like
two more
him.
Relationships before he's actually ready for marriage. Like, he's all the women that have been before the baby will thank okay, no she fair. No the last baby he ends up with will thank all the women that have been before her
for
making him into the woman. Yeah, yeah, making him into the man that he is. Yeah.
Also, can we just touch on, first of all, I think Clay is insane.
He is.
I think he's insane. Because how can you go on a show that is about marriage?
And you say you're not ready for
and
marriage.
Then you now say, oh, wow, I like her. But I'm scared I'm going to cheat. But I like you. But I don't know if I can be faithful. I like you. But you might. What's happening here?
The scene that was so crazy to me is just like.
What's happening?
They're eating. Silence. All of a sudden, it's like, what's on your mind? It's like, man, I don't want to let you down, man. It's like, hey, we get
care. No, that guy also said that she has to go to the gym. Because
yeah.
The only thing he does say is because you have not out.
He said, I'm going to be there in
that
there
whole
with you
conversation.
Every day.
That whole conversation, I was just staring at my screen like, is she going to marry him? Is she going to marry
AD
him?
AD said, I
all
do.
All day.
All day.
All day.
All day.
Okay. That's
honestly, she needs to get a grip.
And her daddy issues. His daddy issues, rather. Mm-hmm. His daddy issues.
I think it was embarrassing what they did to Clay's mom, man. They didn't
I did not like that scene. You could see how uncomfortable she was.
Like, even at the reunion, them even still talking about it, I'm like, this is very unnecessary.
Yeah.
And like, how even being like a reference point, I'm not going to be another Clay's mom. Like, no.
Do you know
it
what?
Was so unnecessary.
I need more people to have the I'll break your head culture.
Honestly.
Because you can't turn around and say, no, I don't want to be like your mum, respectfully.
But
there's
it's
no
Clay's fault.
100%.
Yeah. It's Clay's fault.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree.
Like, I don't, mm-hmm. like, it's Clay's fault. If your reason for not wanting to be with me is because you saw your father constantly cheating on your mom, even though you are literally 30 something years old,
mm-hmm.
that's what I'm going to constantly. And yeah. I was hurt by it. I'm going to be angry.
And it's so crazy, like, the guy he said he was referring to in the audience when he said
Brett.
Yes. It's so crazy because that one said he also came from a home that was, like, literally not functional.
Yeah,
like
I
that.
Tell you the issue. Everybody has trauma. It's just
how
like
you, how you,
it's
how
you
it. Exactly.
It's like everybody wants to go to heaven. Nobody want to die.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has trauma.
Some point,
nobody wants
as
to work
grown,
for it.
He's not for me. Oh yeah, you know I'm used to being an athlete, used to being a star, and you
a,
know having
a mini
all this,
rock star.
You know, so it's
mad.
Like, nah, bro, you're a child.
You're
you need to
mad.
Grow up first.
Honestly,
he had no business being on that show.
I actually initially thought that I liked Clay, but But when I realized, when he said no to AD, it just really changed it for me. And what's not even further sealed it for me was him saying that he did not expect her to react like that. So that means he was expecting to hurt her feelings like that. Like break her heart. He was expecting to do things like he was going to do things like that to her and not realize the impact.
Yes. And like the guy was really hyping her up before he said, no, I can't do it. Like
that's you're really psychotic.
Like,
it's giving body.
Like, how do you do that? He said it was like 3 days. That whole process was like 3 days before.
No, he said he made a game time decision.
No, he said like from the moment he saw her, like he doesn't know. It's like, I don't know about you, but like that whole process, like that moment, it felt like 3 days.
Yeah, but he, at the end,
he made a decision.
After 3 days. It's like how Jimmy said him and Jessica were talking for only 10 minutes. Meanwhile, they spoke for 12 hours and 15 minutes.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah, Jimmy is a fool.
That one was ridiculous. Jimmy is a scary man.
Jimmy also said he could date it. He's one who's going to try and, he wants to date AD. Now that the show is...
If AD dates Jimmy, she's a big fool.
She wants to date him.
So guys, with everything we've talked about, do you believe that love is blind?
I think some couples do prove. Like, I mean, look at Alexa and Brennan. I mean, Kwame and Chelsea.
Kwame and Chelsea randomly are still together.
You know? Even those two people that when they got married, they didn't live together.
I've forgotten their name,
I've forgotten their names. That they didn't live together at first, but now they got in the house together. Those ones two, they're still
together. And what's their name? The Browns.
Who are the Browns?
What's his name?
Brett
and Tiffany.
Okay, yes, press and Tiffany.
I think that...
I don't think love is blind.
Love can only be blind when both people have sense.
Yes.
And how rare is that? You know? Love, how many seasons of Love is Blind have happened? How many couples are still together? How many couples entered the show and came out as couples at
the end? How many people? Do you understand?
So like, I think that it's very rare for both parties to have sense.
Yeah.
And when they do... Love can be blind, you know. But
honestly, I feel like
there's so many things that
slice themselves into thinking that
yes,
you can be in love with the person. I agree, but like you're also like not love, but maybe intense, like and then like you're gaslighting yourself into like just believing that, like
I honestly think this social experiment, it shouldn't be called Love is Blind. Is how much can you bend to fit into the other person?
Stop.
100%. 100%. Because if you think about it, it's normal human connection. If you're meant to be in a space that you're meant to fall in love, right? And you're talking to the same person, right? Hours on end, days, you guys are having crazy emotional conversations. You're getting, you feel like you're the only person that knows this person like that. And that's all you have to do. There's nothing distracting you. You will feel like you're in love with that person.
Yeah.
But once you meet each other physically, it's a whole different ball game. And all that will do is, but I feel like I really love this person. Okay, let me compromise on this. Okay, let me compromise. Things that you wouldn't normally compromise on, you end up compromising because you just feel in your mind that, but I'm meant to be in love with this person. Love is not blind.
I mean, yeah, I agree that love is not blind. Like, I think that there's so many things that also, you talking about yourself, you gas yourself up, you hype yourself, you sell yourself the best way you can sell yourself to anybody. Like, you're not going to tell, even if you're talking about your flaws, you're not going to make them seem as bad as they actually are, you know? And in selling yourself to a person, you are not being like, I feel like everybody needs to fully experience you as a person before you can say, like, person needs to experience you in person before they can say that they're in love with you.
Yes.
And it's more than just like conversations, isn't like the person's mannerisms as well, how the person is towards you. If they're telling you, I love you, but like, I don't feel it when we're together, then you know, that's there's so many things to base love off of.
I agree.
Watched Love is Blind Sweden, and there was this couple the first thing the girl said when she saw him is, why do you have purple hair? And then, like, he used to tell her, he used to call her the wind within my something something. He used to always call her
the wind beneath my wings.
Something of my life's essence. The meaning of my life's essence. He used to call her something. He used to say every single time he saw her, he used to say it. And every time he said it, she just So when we were doing, I felt having an argument, and he said that you only seem to love me when we're having sex.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, she's not that. She's trying to jump to do.
They're bringing out a British Love is Blind, and I really pray that some
sisters. Would you go on a Nigerian Love is Blind?
Nigerian.
What kind of hazard is that?
That's unnecessary danger.
If you wouldn't go on Love
is Blind. No, not Love is Blind Nigeria.
No.
Why?
Love is Blind UK, 100%.
Do you know how many are mad?
Many are mad. You know,
few are roaming.
No, many are mad. Many are roaming.
Do you go on Love is Blind Nigeria?
No, definitely not.
No. What am I doing?
Do you go on Love is Blind in another country?
UK.
They're mad. As you can see, they're mad with every period.
No, yeah? I wouldn't go on
you
Love is Blind.
You go on Love Is Blind, period. No. Okay, will you go on Love Is Blind?
I would go on Love Is Blind, but honestly, my motive is not to fall
in love.
But they're
mad people everywhere. Oh, wow.
I'm just out there. It's something to do. I'll be honest.
This one, my son, I love
you. You and eyes. Sarah Ann, what's the difference?
There's a difference, so there's a difference. I am a girl's girl. I'm not a pick me. That's the first one. She's a clown. I'm not running a circus.
Oh my god. What's our biggest takeaway from season 6 of Love is Blind? Love isn't blind.
Love is not blind.
Love is not blind, though. If you find love, good luck to you. If you don't find love, good luck
Wait,
to you.
I don't think we should say love is not blind. I mean, look at
Love is not blind.
I don't think that should be our takeaway because there's
Love is not blind in Nigeria.
There's what their names now? I forget their names. You made them boring now. I don't remember their names.
Oh yeah, that's true. Okay, they are there. I feel
what are their names? Amy and
no, I can't even remember their
wow.
name. Jessica, Jennifer.
No, Jacqueline, it's Amy.
Amy and Brett. Amy, no. I don't know. I've literally just
wow. see them. They said I made them.
You
made
what them their names?
You made them boring.
What their names?
Remember their names.
Oh yeah,
you that you like them.
Oh yeah, Sean.
You that you love.
Joe.
You love Amy and story.
Oh yeah, Joe.
What's
Joe.
His name, please? Please.
I don't remember.
Oh, please God. Now.
I swear to God, I don't remember his name.
What are their names?
Amy, I don't know. You that you did a group for Love is Blind.
Honestly, I just honestly can't remember. Like, that's what I'm telling you that he.
Those guys, Sha. They're making it
I
work.
I don't think that's enough to say.
They're making it
okay,
work.
Baby,
love that love blind. Can be blind if they have they? Sense. And learn how to use condoms.
Honestly, they need to learn how to use condoms. Yeah. I absolutely
should just
agree
drop
with
a
that.
That would be cute, man.
Yeah. That's it.
So, I'm looking for Amy and... Wait. Johnny!
Johnny!
Look at us.
Yes, McIntyre. That had a long name that she was for me.
There we go, Amy.
Anyway, so, yes. Biggest lesson is love isn't blind. Don't go on reality TV and make yourself
And as a pick me. Oh.
I mean, like Sarah Ann said, entertainment for her. So if you want to be entertained,
I hope Sarah Ann gets what she deserves.
I hope so, and I hope it's public too. Sorry about that. That's very mean, but
all right. Should we wrap up the episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me do it. Thank you guys so much for watching today's episode. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. It's Low Key Relatable
Pod.
Across platforms, right? Look at that. This is Valerie. This is T Garbs. They're the original host, but my name is Amiola, and I've taken over today.
Please, if you are having dilemma, send it to us.
Oh yeah, that part.
So we can advise you. We've changed. We don't used to do comedic relief anymore. Advice, agony. Don't be scared.
She said we've changed.
Send
Valerie
it to
doesn't
us.
Look like she's changed.
Send it. We'll do a mix of both, like comedic advice.
Uh huh.
See you guys soon.
Mwah.